Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look at what's going on around this nation. And these are facts. It's not editorial comment. Facts. Texas. Oh, there's no problem. No virus. This is all a Democratic delusion. Oh, the cases are going up. That's only because the testing is going up. Really? Then why are more people going into hospitals? People don't go into hospitals unless more people are getting sick. Fact. Arizona. States that were in denial, right? That underestimated the virus. Now, they're all singing a different tune. Now they're all starting to say, we better take this seriously. We better start wearing masks. They're going backwards on their reopening plan, which is just what we talked about happening. You were in the room many times. I said, if you reopen too fast, what's going to wind up happening is you're going to have to close. And then that's going to be the worst situation. It's going to be the worst for the economy. It's going to be worse for people. And you're going to lose more people in the meantime. That is exactly what is happening. States are now having to roll back their reopening plan. Fact, the buck stops on the president's desk. That is a fact. That's what it means to be the president of the United States. The buck stops on my desk. In this state, the buck stops on my desk. I am the governor of the state. It stops on my desk. It doesn't just stop on the president's desk because he's the president. This is also the words that came out of his mouth. He was in denial of the COVID virus from day one. It's just the flu. It's going to go away. It's going to be a miracle. It's not going up. It's only the testing that is going up. He denied the reality of this situation from day one. Reopen right away. Reopen right away. Liberate those states. I had all the demonstrations every day. Liberate, liberate, liberate. You're artificially keeping the economy closed. There's no reason. That came from him. You know what's funny in this country? Sometimes if the president speaks, people listen. Even if the president is Trump. Sometimes they listen. And those Republican governors listened. And a lot of Republicans listened. And won't wear a mask. He's holding rallies. Bringing thousands of people together in close quarters, no masks. What signal did that send to the American people? Couldn't be a problem. Here's the president of the United States bringing thousands of people together, no masks. Can't be a problem. If it was a problem, the president wouldn't do it. Wrong. buck stops on his desk, and it's what came out of his mouth. He denied the reality of the virus. Well, you know what, Mr. President? Reality wins. Every time. You don't defeat reality. Denying reality does not defeat reality. And he has lived in denial. And he has been denying the scientific facts from day one. He has been denying what every health expert in the United States of America was saying. He denied what his own CDC said. His CDC, when they first projected this March 13th, said at a minimum, 2 million people would be hospitalized. At a minimum, his CDC. You know how many 2 million is? The nation only has 900,000 housing hospital beds. And they said 2 million will require hospitalization. Look at what they were saying. The Peter Navarro memo in late January, 1 million could die. He denied it all. Denied his science advisors, denied the CDC, denied Dr. Fauci, denied them all. Reality wins. And reality won. And now the country is suffering because of the president. And it's time for him to change course. When you're in a hole, stop digging. Will Rogers. It's time for the president to actually tell the truth. The first thing he can do, come clean with the American people, admit the threat of this virus. Admit you were wrong. It's not an admission. Everybody knows you were wrong. Doesn't cost you anything. At least have the courage to admit what everybody else already knows. You were wrong. And send a message to this nation that we have to mobilize our citizens, we have to mobilize our government, and we have to start doing something about this. And you want to take one easy step that will send a powerful message. Put a mask on it. Put a mask on it. Next time you're smiling at the camera, put a mask on it, Mr. President. It's the best thing he could do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.